losing with that one play. A lot, you know, that they had a difficulty stopping it. And with Jimmy and me running pick and roll, then they put LeBron on me. And, you know, he was able to kind of get in front of me and not let me catch the ball. And then when the shot would go up, he would box me out and let me go rebound. So he's a very good defender, you know, very strong guy. So he made it tough for me. But I was just trying to be aggressive. You know, I felt like I had a size advantage against them. I was just trying to go aggressive on the rebounds and get us extra offensive possessions.
Nick, what do you see in the future that you need to add to your game, say, next year? Because you get better in the summertime. What do you need to add to your game for people to start looking at you as one of the better young power forwards in the league? Where are you trying to take your game? You're scoring in the post. You know, you're scoring in pick and roll, and then you're rebounding the ball. What else do you want to add to your game?
Well, I think I can still improve my play in the post. You know, I think I can add a couple moves that can help me, and then my face of game as well from my kind of the mid-range thing that can help me as well. Those are things I think that will help me a lot if I work on them. And then I can get stronger, bigger. You know, obviously I'll get more of that as I get older and more experienced, but I think that can that will help me a lot if I get strong enough against all those big batters in the NBA. That'll be huge for me to work on it a lot, and that's what I'm going to think focused most in the summer.
And we're speaking here with Nick Vucevic, of course, Magic Center, 25 points, 21 rebounds. Great performance individually last night against the Miami Heat in the 97-96 loss, where the Heat won their 16th consecutive game. One of the guys in the mix here for you recently has been Tobias Harris, coming over last month at the deadline, Nick. What do you see in his game so far that has you excited maybe about the future and playing alongside him?
One thing that I really like about him, he's a very big competitor. You know, plays very hard, and you know, that's something that's huge. And you know, he's very good on both ends on the floor. You know, he's very vocal. You know, talks a lot, and that helps a lot. You know, he's very good on the offensive end. He's able, you know, playing the four, and often that's a mismatch because he's quicker than most guys, so he's able to take the ball to the rim. And when he does that, then, like a lot of times, like last night, my guy would have to go help, and that would give me a chance to get offensive rebounds. So he's been very good for us, you know, playing very hard and a good addition to our team.
Well, Nick, look, obviously you're having an outstanding season individually. What do you guys have to do other than being young for the Orlando Magic to take the next step, to be more competitive? Obviously you guys have hung in there, but the wins is not what you want. What do you think y'all need to add looking forward to continue the growth of this young team?
I know. I think that something that would help us a lot, you know, from this season is that all these young guys, including me as well, we got a lot of experience from this year. You know, we've been a lot of close games, really. I know we lost a lot of them, but we're in a lot of close games, and we're going to learn from them and get better, you know. And I'm sure that all the guys, like during the summer, we're all going to work hard and get better and come back next year, you know. And then, I mean, when it comes to adding pieces and stuff, I don't really think about it. You know, I'm happy with the team we have. I think we have a bright future. And, you know, if we stick together and keep working hard, I think we're going to be very good, you know. And then it's the GM's job to add pieces and do stuff like that.